The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're just getting new information about the Belichick hire. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We broke this news earlier today as it came down from various sources. But, Mike, here's the kicker before we get to our buddy Steve Holman to talk about our Hawks being in the Garden tonight. So, remember earlier in the day we said there were some holdups, one of them being about his son and the coach-in-waiting situation, which, again, we haven't gotten clarity on that yet. But the other thing was the NIL money that was available. So apparently now we get this, that Belichick and UNC, they upped their NIL money, Mike, from $4 million to $20 million to bring in Bill Belichick. Whew. So basically the promise of, hey, we're going to be able to compete.
Right.
Because, guys, that's what Ohio State spent this year. That's what Texas spent. So he is being promised that the NIL money that will be available has jumped from $4 million to $20
million. And he's also apparently in the demands. Chapel Hill is now Hoodie Hill.
More on this story. Let's talk to our buddy Steve Holman, who is at the Garden. And Steve, we appreciate you jumping on with us. I'll tell you this.
A lot of bankers up there in North Carolina, by the way.
There's a lot of money. There's a lot of money up there. Yeah. We are excited about tonight only because we know the best Trey comes out in these situations, right? It's a pretty big game. It feels big, even though it's in-season tournament. We know it's not the playoffs per se, but it has that playoff feel and the intensity that goes up a little bit. But we handled the Knicks earlier this year, didn't we?
Yeah, and the big key to that game too was the way that Dyson was able to shut down Jalen Brunson, and that's the key to the whole thing. If you could make him work, you know, and that's what the Hawks want to do tonight. They want to make him work. He got very frustrated in that last game in Atlanta when the Hawks won. So they're hoping they can do the same kind of thing. But you're right, though. The feel here is definitely a playoff feel. Right. A lot of celebs already in the building, and you know, it's just packed with people already. Here at the Garden, so it's got that feel to it. You know, you've got the national TV thing is here along with, you know, our local TV, and there's just all kinds of people here, and it's always fun to come here, number one, but when it's got the playoff atmosphere, it's even better.
Go punch Woody Allen for me if you see him sitting courtside. It's our man Steve Holman with us, guys, here on the Wait for
Woody Allen hasn't been here in I think you might have been wearing diapers, Mike, the last time. Woody
I thought you'd have the
here.
Reach advantage. He's 89, by the way, if he ever goes to another Knicks game. It's our man Steve Holman with us.
If you were here in your diapers, he'd probably try to hit on you. Who knows?
Where's that rim shot? Oren, where's the freaking rim shot? Gold, radio gold from our man, the real voice of the Hawk on Twitter. Hey, man, it seems like Trey is having fun. We can debate the DeJounte Murray experiment, but now everything works. It seems like Trey trusts his teammates out there on the floor.
Yeah, he does, and he's much happier, and it's not so much just even the DeJounte thing. It's just I think he's matured. It's his seventh year. He's, you know, he's got two kids now. He's married. I think he's past all that point about trying to prove everything to everybody. He knows who he is. You know, I think he's comfortable, as we say, in his own skin right now. You know, he'll still have once in a while he'll take a shot or something where you'll grab your chest and say, oh no, but for the most part though, he's really been so good and so much better about everything. And, I just think that he's been really fantastic.
Talk about Jalen Johnson. I think he is questionable with right shoulder soreness. Hopefully we get an update before, you know, tip-off tonight. And I know he was warming up out there. But talk about just what he's meant this season and how well he's played.
Well, he's made such a difference. And I think he is going to play. I mean, I'd be shocked if he doesn't play.
Yeah.
I think one of the reasons, you know, he got held out and Bogey got held out was to make sure they'd be okay for tonight when we played Denver the other night. So, I think Jalen will, but he's been he's been such a key to this whole thing. I mean, he just feels so much more confident, 23 years old, you know, and Yeka's just turned 24 today. It's his birthday. So all these young guys have just been really good. And you know, Zach Rizichet, this is going to be great experience for him tonight too, because this is, you know, it's like a playoff game. It is a playoff game in essence. And to get that experience under your belt, you know, win, lose, or draw tonight, no matter what, just to be able to have that experience and be on the big stage in New York at Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena, you know, on and on it goes. So I think it's going to be really valuable for him, too, to be able to pick up on that.
We talked about how well the Hawks played against the Knicks here at State Farm. Do you worry about some of the size and some of the things they do in the half court? Can we match up? You talked about Okongwu and Capella. Can they handle the big boys?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Karl Anthony Towns is not like an inside type player. You know, he hangs around outside.
Three.
But he can score. I mean, remember in Minnesota a couple of years ago, he hung 50 on us. So, you know, we know what he's capable of doing. But I think the Hawks feel good about this. I mean, you know, who knows what it's going to, you know, when we get back together again in 3 hours, whatever,
right.
we may have a different story. But I think that they feel good. I think they feel confident. And I don't think they're intimidated at all by being here in New York. So we'll see. You know, as they say, that's why we play the games.
I agree with the intimidation thing, you know, and because the way the team has played this year, specifically this season, I agree with you. I mean, this is not like their first rodeo, even though it's a new group of guys, and they are considerably young. I mean, you know, when you talk about those two guys you mentioned, Steve Holman, the voice of our Atlanta Hawks, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Steve, what about Coach? I think he's unlocked DeAndre Hunter. Coming off the bench and the way that he's handled that situation, and D. Hunter has been great so far.
Yeah, I think he's another one that is happy. You know, I think he really feels comfortable coming off the bench. And, you know, a lot of guys over the years have thrived off the bench because, you know, guys would always say, well, I like playing off the bench because you're playing against the second unit of the other team. So you're not going up against their front line guys every night.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. So I think it's a good thing for DeAndre to be able to get out there. And his shot has become really good. I mean, it's almost to the point now where you're surprised if he misses a three. And it's so smooth. He's very smooth out there. And I really, he's taken a big jump this year. You know, I think a lot of people were kind of down on him a little bit coming into this year. And he's really responded to this since he got healthy again. And really the whole key to everything is that they're all healthy right now, pretty much. You know, I mean, nobody's totally healthy this far into the season. But I think that DeAndre he's feeling good. The confidence level is high. And I think a lot of that's Coach. I mean, really, you know, Quinn has shaped this team to over the last year and 20 games, whatever it was when he was here, you know, for that. I think he's kind of gotten it to the point now where he's got the players he wants. He's got kind of the rotation that he wants. So I think it's all kind of falling into place.
It's our man, Steve Holman. Bang! I'll have the call tonight from the Garden, from the Mecca. Hey, man, we love this dude, Dyson Daniels, Steve. I know we talked about it off the air. We had him on the show a few weeks ago. It just seems like if there was a perfect, you know, guy for just what this team needed as far as attitude and the half court and just the defensive toughness, which helps DeAndre Hunter, he seems like the perfect fit.
Yeah, he is, and it's catchy. I mean, we've said that before, that it's kind of, you know, everybody kind of picks up on it, and they all chip in on the defense because he kind of sets the tone for it all, and he just makes things so difficult for players. Like we talked about Jalen Brunson, he just frustrated him so much in Atlanta the last time. So it'll be interesting to see what the Knicks do to try to free him up a little bit from Dyson. So, you know, those are the two keys, I think. If you can stop Karl-Anthony Towns and you can stop Jalen Brunson, you've got a great chance to win.